This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Now that we're approaching the end of August, we're also approaching the five-year anniversary, believe it or not, of Hurricane Katrina, which devastated much of the Gulf Coast, a lot of the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and of course the hurricane also ended up breaching those levees, which poured all the water into New Orleans and particularly the Ninth Ward. Dr. Rebecca Tomley was a Red Cross first responder, one of the first people into the Ninth Ward after that catastrophic event. She's a trauma psychologist and is now associated with Headwaters Relief, and she's done a great deal of work in the Ninth Ward and elsewhere in New Orleans over the past 5 years. She's here to remind us what happened 5 years ago and also the progress that's occurred, as well as the work yet to be done. And Dr. Tomley, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm sure given all the work that you've done there along the Gulf Coast that the memories of what it was like to see it firsthand and for the first time 5 years ago are still pretty fresh. Explain for our listeners what it was like to see the worst hit part of New Orleans 5 years ago.
Well, it was overwhelming. Many of the military that were here compared it to being in Iraq in a war zone. You don't expect to see homes leveled to the extent they were. Certainly you see damage from tornadoes or flooding that I'm familiar with, but whole communities gone or houses lifted off their foundation and moved across to other neighborhoods. And the fact that there were no people. The people had all had to leave, and there were no animals, and there were actually, when we first came, not even really any bugs to speak of. So it was an eerie feeling. It was really overwhelming.
You made a commitment at that time to make sure that this area gets rebuilt, comes back, and becomes revitalized. What was the priority list in doing that, given all the devastation? How did you lay out what was going to be the top priorities?
Well, what happened is that when I was here assigned with the Red Cross, I was assigned to the Lower Ninth Ward area, and at that point, I met a pastor from a local church who was trying to serve that community, and it was clear that services weren't coming in there in the same way they have after other disasters. And given the vastness of the disaster, that's understandable. And so I made a commitment to that community to go back and bring additional help. And what happened was that I went back to Minnesota and tried to organize a group, and ultimately came in with 35 coworkers over that Thanksgiving weekend. And from that that group, it just continued to spread. It became very much a grassroots movement. So at this point, we've brought in over 500 volunteers. We started gutting homes. We moved on to doing construction and ultimately opening, which is my background, obviously, in psychology, a free mental health center here.
How would you describe the Lower Ninth Ward today?
Well, there are still homes that are untouched. There are still homes that have been gutted. There are many homes gone where the lot has been cleared, and there is rebuilding occurring. There are vast areas that were filled with homes that no longer have anything there.
As you think about where we were 5 years ago, are you satisfied, dissatisfied with the pace of rebuilding? How would you characterize your thoughts 5 years later on how much progress has been made?
Well, it depends on where you are in the city. If you were to go to the business area or the French Quarter that really sustained, little damage, things look really, really good. There's a lot of new development occurring. But if you still go to the areas where some of the poorest, some of the minority people lived, those areas have not been served well. I mean, Louisiana residents are now located in more than 5,500 cities across the nation, largest concentrations in like Houston and Dallas and San Antonio. And more than one in four residential addresses in New Orleans are still vacant or blighted. That's the highest rate in the United States. So there are 5,000 people on the waiting list for traditional housing, and it's a long way from rebuilt. And, of course, mental health is of great concern.
What are your goals over the next 5 years?
Well, our concern, we're from Minnesota. Headwaters Relief Organization serves disasters. You know, we worked in Iowa, North Dakota, obviously in Minnesota, and most recently in Haiti. We didn't ever expect to be here 5 years later. Our goal would be to see additional mental health resources developed here, particularly for the children. One in three children who are forced to flee their homes are now been diagnosed with mental health problems. There's about 500,000 people, including 160,000 children, who weren't able to return to their homes after the storm hit. And the newest rates are about 20,000 children still have serious emotional disorders or behavior problems or not a permanent home. Those are, you know, staggering numbers, you know, overwhelming numbers to be thinking about. And so mental health services for the children is where we would hope to, I mean, staggering numbers, but mental health services for the children is where we would hope to develop more resources.
Dr. Tomley, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you so much for sharing your memories as well as an update on the work that you're doing down there. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Dr. Rebecca Tomley was a Red Cross first responder into the Lower Ninth Ward of New Orleans in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. She's a trauma psychologist and is affiliated with Headwaters Relief out of Minnesota, which continues to help to rebuild the Lower Ninth Ward in New Orleans and also assist with psychological help for those impacted by that devastating event. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.